And we're joined in the studio with a couple of special guests this morning to discuss what's happening at the DeVos Art Museum. It's the end of the semester, breathing a sigh of relief for many students out there. And the 2018 Senior Exhibition is on display currently. I'm in the studio with a couple of guests. We'll start with Melissa.
Good morning.
Yeah, and we also have one of the graduating seniors here, Kelsey Blackburn. Good morning, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Glad to see you both in here this morning to discuss the School of Art and Design's Winter 2018 Senior Exhibition. Melissa, can you tell us a little bit about what's on display? You're the director and the curator of the DeVos Art Museum.
That's correct. I also had the pleasure of teaching the course that the students take throughout the semester to get ready for the exhibition. So I got to know them a little bit this semester, and it was a really great experience for me. They worked really hard. There's 45 students in the show, so wow. It's a fairly large show, mm-hmm. and it's really amazing to see all the different ideas that the students are presenting. You know, it's all different medias. It's photography, it's ceramics, it's graphic design, it's anything you can imagine. Mm. And I feel like the students this semester worked really hard on telling their story. There's a lot of, some of the work is a little bit difficult and challenging, but everybody was very honest in their experience and expressing their experience for this exhibition. And I really appreciate that, their willingness to be honest and display their work. It's really inspiring.
Yeah. And now when you say that they tell their story, is there anything that they kind of need to pinpoint or hone in on in their display, or is it fairly open-ended in terms of their expression?
It's open-ended. Some students choose to continue on with work that they started making for the review, which is the 300-level review process where they present their work to the faculty.
Okay.
And so some students continue on with ideas and projects, but some start from scratch. Actually, a lot start from scratch. Mm. It's hard to resist that.
Sure. Yeah.
Because it's for a lot of them, it's the first time they're presenting work in a public for the public to view. And so they think through the audience, how to write an artist statement, how to price their work if it's going to be for sale. It's, really thinking through all of those things that go into it.
Wow. Okay. So kind of getting a real world museum display experience out there for everyone if they haven't done so yet. Very mm-hmm. cool. Very cool. And now, Kelsey, you are one of the graduating seniors this year. Can you tell us a little bit about your project? I know we spoke before the interview here about some mixed media, and can you tell us a little bit about that process?
Yeah, so as Melissa was saying, you can either continue on with what you were doing before, or you can start from scratch, and I think that I chose the route of starting from scratch. I wanted to learn a new media to be able to challenge myself, but I also wanted to continue on with some of my graphic design work that I've been doing, and type studies, fonts, for people who don't know what a typeface is. So what I did for my project is I took ads from the 1900s, and the ads were sexist towards women, and I recontextualized them into sign paintings, because sign painting was also a form of design that was happening in the 1900s. And so I wanted to take these phrases and, fight against them and put them in a pretty way with custom typefaces that I made. And so I custom made them on the computer, and then I projected them, and then I sign painted them with traditional sign painting materials, which are things that I've never done before. So mm-hmm. that's kind of what I decided to do when I challenged myself this semester.
Wow. That's fantastic that you took skills that you already had with the graphic design, and then you also learned a new skill on top of that and blended the two together. I mean, that's astounding.
Yeah, I think that's like something that the senior exhibition gives you a good opportunity to do, because this is a semester-long class that you have time to do the whole semester on one project mm-hmm. and make it as best as you can and make it like your last thing that everyone will see at Northern. And right. I think that's what I really wanted to do. That's why you're given a certain amount of space on the wall. And for mine, I took up the whole entire space. I wanted mm-hmm. just the last thing I do to just be the best thing that I've done.
Sure. And also kind of talking about this being your chance to display yourself, your story, this also can help tell a lot of people's stories too. I mean, mm-hmm. when you talk about sexism in ads and sexism towards women, I mean, that can speak to many people, especially nowadays in mm-hmm. our culture. So,
yeah, and this is a problem that isn't over with.
Yeah.
But when you look at these ads from the past, you're like, oh, it was really, really bad back then, and it's getting better, but we're not done progressing. It, like, yeah. still is a problem.
Right. At that point, I don't think a lot of women had that kind of voice mm-hmm. to really bring these issues to the forefront like they are nowadays. And now it's kind of like we're all in the pot stirred together trying to figure out the best solution for this. But
yeah.
I think opportunities to display that side of the story is really important nowadays. So I mm-hmm. commend you for doing that.
Oh,
and
thank you.
That makes a really good footprint towards the future for your art, for many other people as well, too.
Yeah, thank you.
So, yeah, absolutely. Are there any other examples of some mixed media that you've seen as part of this exhibition that you're just like, oh, that's so cool, or maybe something unexpected from some seniors, too?
Gosh, so much of it.
Yeah.
I think that what stands out for me is Josh Everingham is an illustration major, mm-hmm. and he did a gold leaf. It's on glass.
Oh.
So it's, and it says Queen City. So it's... it's illustrative, but it's also graphic design, and it's also working with gold leaf, and
wow.
that is incredibly difficult, and you mm-hmm. have to be very dedicated to making that look really good.
Sure.
And so it's, you know, you walk in and, like, you can't always tell from face value what these students are studying, because they're really thinking about the ideas and mm-hmm. what medium is going to best present their ideas, and that is often graduate school level work, and to see our undergrads going in that direction and mm-hmm. thinking that complex, it's amazing.
That's awesome. I mean, that really is forward thinking in many ways, so mm-hmm. very cool to hear that that's coming out of the School of Art and Design. Again, talking about the Winter 2018 Senior Exhibition, we're in the studio here with Melissa Allen, the director and curator of the DeVos Art Museum, and Kelsey Blackburn, one of the graduating seniors. Also wanted to mention that there is a closing reception this Friday coming up on the 4th of May from 7 to 9 p.m. What could people expect besides seeing, you know, all the art on display?
We see a lot of people.
Yeah.
So when you think there's 45 artists in the show, and there's family and friends and community mm-hmm. members, it's a packed house.
Sure.
So we actually will have special hours on Friday.
Okay.
We open at 10 in the morning, and then we're open all the way through the reception that evening. So I always say, if you want to actually see the art, come before 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We will be open. And if you want to visit with people and meet the artist, stick around for the reception. It's a great time. All the faculty are there. We give out awards at 8 o'clock.
Mm.
We have three
nice.
Awards that are given out. The Best in Show Gold First Place Award is sponsored by the Friends of the Museum. It's a cash award. It's $500. So the faculty vote on this. And then we have Second Place, which is the Silver Award. This is sponsored by Beth Milner Jewelry, which is super cool.
Mm-hmm.
She's an alum from the program, and so they give back to us, which is awesome.
And
then Third Place is the Bronze Award, and that's sponsored by the School of Art and Design. So there's always a, you know, the nervous excitement right around 8 o'clock, and we give out the awards. You know, the artists are all there to talk about their work, and there's price lists on the desk, so people are interested in purchasing work. That's available for a lot of it. So it's just a great opportunity to meet the faces behind the work.
Sure.
So I highly encourage everyone to come check it out.
Awesome. You can really plan your day around soaking in a lot of new and exciting artwork. That's Friday, May 4th, and kind of also celebrating the graduation experience for these students as well, and what they've been working on so hard, either continuing work or from scratch as well, just like Kelsey here. Blending those two together, too, and blending medias together. The School of Art and Design Winter 2018 Senior Exhibition is on display from now until the 4th. It began on April 18th. And again, that closing reception this Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. Melissa and Kelsey, thank you both so much for coming in this morning to talk about what's happening at the DeVos.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.